I'm sure many of you are looking forward to the new Holyhill Leisure Centre opening, and I'm pleased to tell you that the building works are right on track for it to open in the summer. The entire exterior is in place, and contractors, Balfour Beatty, are now working hard to complete the interior, ready for it to be handed over to everyone active. They will run the leisure centre on the council's behalf, along with the existing Fareham Leisure Centre in Park Lane. Last year, the council started working with One Community, an organisation which is helping us to deliver the Big Three initiative in Fareham. The initiative focuses on support for local groups, funding advice, governance and building community resilience. One Community has years of experience having established itself in 1978, and the aim is to build a much stronger voluntary and community sector in the borough. Fareham College has recently opened a brand new campus. They have invested £28 million between 2013 and 2015 to help shape the future careers of thousands of young people and adults in Fareham. Their restaurant, Avenue 141, is run by the talented and professional hospitality and catering students, and it is well worth a visit for an appetising and reasonably priced three-course lunch or dinner. Universal Credit will be introduced in Fareham on the 28th of March. It aims to make the welfare system simpler and will replace six benefits and credits. The scheme is administered by the Department for Work and Pensions and is for single people who are on a low income or out of work. See page 20 for more details and to check whether you will be affected. Unfortunately, dog fouling within the borough is a problem in some areas. We ran a consultation at the end of last year to find out where the dog fouling hotspots are so that we can tackle them. A campaign named Let's Take the Oops Out of Poops is now ongoing, aiming to encourage people to pick up after their pets. You may have seen the embarrassed-looking dog that stars in the campaign on the side of one of our refuse lorries, at a bus shelter or on a lamppost in the dog-fouling hotspot areas. As always, residents are encouraged to enter the Community Gardening Challenge. The challenge celebrates the horticultural talents of residents with 20 award categories ranging from radiant hanging baskets to plantsman's garden. Entrance gardens are then judged and awards are given out at a ceremony later in the year. This is always extremely popular and the wonderful gardens of our residents never fail to amaze me. On a final note, I look forward to receiving any questions, comments or ideas from residents about how we can improve our borough to ensure that we continue to make it a prosperous, safe and attractive place to live and work.
Contact information is Fareham Borough Council, Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, P016 7AZ, www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. The editor is Becca Bennett on 01329 824 609, publicity@fareham.gov.uk. Design was by Glassbox Design and Print. printed by Holbrook's Printers, 02392 66 1485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. Telephone number 01329 236 100, customer services at fareham.gov.uk or www.fareham.gov.uk.